wouldn't it be nice if everybody was super confident in every decision they made throughout their whole entire lifetime? Well, sometimes that's not the case, and it can be even more stressful when you're trying to decide if you've found the right house to purchase. In this episode, we're talking about some ways you can determine if you've found the right one for you. Listen in.
Thanks for tuning in to the Realtor Moms Podcast. I'm Tasha.
And I'm Jamie. We're full-time realtors in the FM and surrounding areas and admittedly average moms. This is how we sell homes.
And try to keep our kids alive.
Today on the Realtor Moms Podcast, we are talking about how do you know when you find the one?
The house like, that you've been dreaming of.
Some people wonder, like they ask us, yes. Well, how will I know if it's the right one? Well, we've got some ideas for you.
Yes.
Everybody's a little bit different, but...
I see the same thing mm-hmm. every single time though. Like their eyes get larger and they're more expressive, and the people that usually are so close-knit keeping it close to the vest,
you can see the excitement.
Right. And you can feel their excitement.
So that's a great point from our perspective, because I agree with you. Like, I mean, at least 75% of the time, I agree with you. Some people are always kind of hard to read. But I don't
for
know
the
that
most
that
part.
Always translates to them recognizing that within themselves.
Exactly.
Them being buyers. So we are going to talk about how you, the buyer, can kind of guesstimate or wonder for yourself if you found the right house based on how you're feeling. So take it away.
I think it's really important, and I tell each and every one of my clients when we sit down for mm-hmm. our buyer consults, the buyer consults that I do with my buyers.
Yeah.
It's important for you to think about it this way with each home we go through. And I ask them to think this because I can't tell them. They're the only ones that can figure this out.
Well, very true.
If this home were to get an offer and go away,
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Would you have feelings of regret?
Right.
Would you have feelings that you shouldn't have let it go and that's the house you keep going back to?
Yes.
The one that gives you the butterflies.
Right.
Because no one can answer that mm-hmm. but yourself as the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to take that into consideration with each and every home you look at.
Yeah. So another thing is you feel pride in the house. Like
yeah.
you feel like it'd be a great place you would be excited to bring your family to or bring your friends to or visit the neighbors or...
Proud to show it off and have that housewarming party.
And I want to add, it might not be in its current state, right?
Like maybe it will or could be.
Right. Depending on what you're looking for in a home, there's plenty of people who... are looking for something that they can build some equity in or do some changes to. And maybe not every single room, especially maybe with the seller's furniture and fixtures in there, is exactly what you're prideful about. But
you see the potential.
You see the potential and you see what it could be or what it is. And you feel like you would be proud to bring people that you care about there.
And exactly.
Yeah.
And especially with imagining
yeah.
the home with your touches.
Right.
With
right.
your... the things that mean something to you,
yep,
with your furniture, with your aesthetic,
right.
with your, you know, designer flair, you know, that was mm-hmm. something that very much can help
yeah.
turn it into, you know, your home, your space.
Right. Not everybody is visual. And certainly sometimes I will completely admit that I have a hard time keeping my thoughts to myself, but I am sort of a visual thinker. And so sometimes we'll walk through a house and I'll be really excited to say, oh my gosh, you could, you know, change this here or put your whatever over here or that kind of thing. And as much as that's fun for Tasha and I just to
yes.
do with our clients to kind of dream and think about, if you, after leaving that appointment, you're going home, you know, you're thinking about it, you're at dinner that evening and you just keep on imagining it and thinking about the things that you can do to make it your own, make it comfortable, that's a pretty darn good sign.
Exactly.
I think.
Exactly. And that's something to really take into consideration.
Yep. And the next one I'm going to talk about is forgiving flaws. So a lot of times...
no house is perfect.
Yeah. And even if it is a perfect, you know, maybe it's brand new construction, right? Close to perfect.
But there's always flaws
well,
in some capacity, whether
right.
not, and we're not talking
preference,
flaws.
Preference.
Yeah. Preference flaws.
So like a lot of times I'll tell folks, you know, if you can get roughly 80% of what you're looking for, it's worth a deep consideration.
And if it's 90,
buy it. If you...
I tell people if it's got 90%,
of what they're looking
like,
for.
Like, let's sit down.
Yeah.
Let's have a very
She's looking in your eyes. She's checking for butterflies. No.
But yeah. I just mentioned that because you know.
That's a great point.
Because most people can't get 100% of what you want. Because what, in one thing to take into consideration, yeah. and I think about myself when mm-hmm. I built 10 years ago.
Yes.
You know, what was perfect for me then changes.
Oh, yeah.
And I think about it now. I'm like, oh, I would do so many things differently. But that's because I have changed.
Right.
My family has changed. Mm-hmm. My life has changed. My needs have changed. So what was perfect for me at one point is not necessarily perfect for me
yes.
today.
And that applies to even if you're building a home.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, our life is change, right?
And frankly, most people can't, you know, your wants change over time, your needs change over time, and maybe it's just too cost prohibitive to build yourself the perfect home.
Right.
But
that can happen.
Who wants to spend that price tag to get you everything you want to only have things change down the road?
That's
just
true,
things
too.
To take into consideration.
And I guess going back to the forgiving flaws,
yes.
we mean that from the standpoint we just spoke, but also really talking about the minor flaws, the minor imperfections.
Oh, yes.
You would never have bought a home that had this really hideous looking flooring, but
or this
you know
ugly
what?
Paint color on the
yeah,
wall.
Yeah, but you can realize
paint.
That okay,
you can change flooring.
Those aren't major catastrophes. They are flaws. They are things you can look past and potentially put your touches on. And so sometimes those things sort of soften as far as how harsh or how important they might really be. Now, certainly if it's not anywhere where you want to be location-wise and, you know, it's missing a lot of really important checkboxes, that might not be the house for you. But if you can get most of your checkboxes in line and the flaws that you still see on the house really aren't feeling like as big of a deal as maybe you otherwise thought they would have been, then it's something that's kind of leaning towards might be the house for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think the last thing to really cover is making sure you can also afford this home.
Of course.
Running
yeah.
these numbers, you know, running the numbers for that property specifically
yeah.
through your lender and making sure that everything lines up. You feel comfortable with your down payment.
Right.
Or actually, I should say clear, you know, cash to close.
Right.
And then also making sure you feel comfortable with that monthly payment.
Yes.
So.
Because even if it has every single checkbox, if it's going to put you into pain, you know what I mean? Like emotional pain, worrying about making that payment.
Yeah, feeling like
worrying about
you're house poor.
Right. We don't
no.
want to put you in that position. Nobody wants to be in that position.
No one should have to be in that position.
Right. Which is, yeah.
Something to just take into consideration. So that really
exactly.
is the items that we feel are so important to know when you're trying to find, you know, the right
that,
home for you.
Yeah, the one for you. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for listening. If you liked what you hear, you can check out our library of tons more episodes on RealtorMomsPodcast.com. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or just about anywhere you listen to podcasts. And please never hesitate to reach out. We would love to be your realtors. This podcast is produced by Realtor Moms Podcast, Jamie R. Swenson and Tasha Barrett, Park Company Realtors, 4170 41st Avenue South, Fargo, North Dakota.